All right, we've got one of the voices of tennis.
Secondary voice.
And one of the faces
the
of tennis
voice,
in this country.
Our man.
Our man, Mark Masters, joining us now. How you doing, Mark?
Happy to chip in when I can, guys.
Yeah, well, thank you for doing this. I mean, obviously, it's not the news that we were looking for, that Bianca Andreescu has pulled out of the U.S. Open. That news broke about an hour ago. We all interpreted the statement to suggest that she's just not in shape. How did you read the statement?
Yeah, it was a strange statement. Here's what we know, and I'm concerned about Andreescu's health, because there's been a lot of injury questions surrounding her, basically her whole career. For someone who just turned 20 in June, she's dealt with a whole list of injuries of knee and shoulder and back and foot. And so it's been a flurry of stuff. And I know I talked to her coach during the pause, Sylvain Bruneau, and he said that they were going to look at load management whenever the tour came back. But it is strange. It is strange the way it was worded, but I can't, I mean, she hasn't posted much on social media, which is a little weird based on her age bracket and how often she usually posts. A lot of the players, as they were getting geared up for the tour to return, and the WTA tour is back this week, and last week actually. So there hasn't been a lot of activity. She withdrew from an event in Charleston that was going to be an exhibition event that we were all excited to watch her play in, and she withdrew the week before without really explaining it. And there had been there you heard things like that maybe she was dealing with something. So it's a strange thing. I know that obviously you would, as you'd expect, there's some sensitivity to the whole injury prone type thing. It's not easy. You don't want to be known as that. But to me, this development certainly raises questions. She hadn't initially submitted to be on the entry list of the quote-unquote Cincinnati tournament, which they're hosting in New York the week before, to give all the players a chance to get geared up. So you're kind of raising your eyebrows. She hasn't played this season at all. So she was out at the start of the year because of the knee injury she sustained October. She hasn't played since October of last year. It's an eternity. It must feel like just so long. Mentally, it's got to be such a strain for her. I'm gutted. I was really looking forward to watching her play. She's obviously would have been the defending champion there. And those are kind of the thoughts that are bouncing around my head having seen that statement.
Are people behind the scenes, Mark, a little fearful of the parallel of Jeannie Bouchard? And she's already in a different stratosphere because she has that major championship. But I see the pictures, and it's all about the clothing and stuff. I know she's got that win under her belt, but are people like, well, this girl is 20 years old, she's already often injured, and concerned about what lies ahead?
I don't know how you're not concerned, just based on how this has played out, and you've had this whole break, but it's tough, right? As a young player, how do you handle it? I know I was talking to like Felix Auger-Aliassime a couple of weeks ago, and he's like, you don't know how long the break is, you don't know how hard to go. And for her, she hadn't even been playing matches. I felt bad. You know, she was about to come back. At least that was the sense we were getting right when the tour went on pause. So it started with the cancellation of Indian Wells. She was expected. She felt like she was going to be back for Miami. That was what she was looking at, which was just a week and a half after the whole thing went on pause. So definitely disappointing. But you mentioned the one thing she has is the major championship, and she did that coming back, winning Toronto after a long break. So she knows she can play well after a long absence, but this is certainly going to plant the seed of doubt. And the longer you go between playing and winning, the more the mystique kind of fades and you lose ground, it feels like. So tough news. I'm gutted today hearing this.
Yeah, it's brutal. It really is disappointing. Like she just hit the scene last year in a way that we have not seen with tennis of anybody, like more so than Jeannie, more so than Raonic. Yeah. Chapo, like no one, because of actually winning tournaments and then winning a slam in New York with Mark Masters. Again, Bianca Andreescu is not going to be playing at the U.S. Open. And we've been witnessing sporting events without fans, so I think we're getting used to it. But I can't picture a night match in New York without fans. Like, it's going to be the weirdest schedule.
Tough to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be really strange. And it's too bad because Bianca's out. We know Federer's out. Nadal is out. How do you put this into perspective, Mark? Like, what is the U.S. Open worth this year, and what kind of experience are you gearing up to actually witness here?
Yeah, Nadal and Andreescu not playing, so no, neither defending champion there. First time since 71. It's hard to believe. Now, we did get news today Djokovic is playing, and I do think there is going to be value to it. I think a lot of value to it because it's not going to be easy. I know a lot of some players are speculating that there's going to be a lot of upsets just because the bigger name players aren't used to playing in front of an empty stadium, whereas the lower ranked guys are kind of used to that. I actually think this sets up really nicely for Milos Raonic. Because he's coming off a long break. He's usually worn down by the end of a year. He's been, talk about an injury plagued guy. He's had everything. He can certainly relate to what, to questions about injury. So I feel like he's never, it's the one Grand Slam he's never had a long run in. I feel like it sets up well. He'll be fresh. And I think mentally he'll handle the no fans. He's kind of a methodical guy, just kind of goes about his business. He's not really an emotional player, I wouldn't say, on the court feeding off the fans. But just being in New York, even like, it's not even a night match. Like, the fans get into it regardless. Like, they're kind of almost like heckling players half the time. It's going to feel just absolutely bizarre to watch some of these matches at the U.S. Open, knowing what you've seen in that venue. And I think that some players are probably going to struggle, as we see, and some will benefit. I think that Raonic has a good chance to benefit if he can stay healthy, of course.
Yeah, no, for sure. Absolutely. With Mark Masters. So we'll get you out of here on a Maple Leaf question. You've been following this team for a long, long time, and obviously no one could get up close and personal in the bubble and what they've been up to really just leading up to the past week. But put this into perspective from your standpoint, Mark. You've covered a lot of seasons. You've covered a lot of disappointments. How does this rank for you, and how would you compare and contrast the mood with the team today compared to the last 2 or 3 years?
It's pretty disappointing. I mean, it's got to be. It wasn't perhaps the collapse we've seen in some of those Boston games, but in terms of who they were playing, in terms of the talent on the team, it's got to be right up there in terms of disappointments. And I certainly got that sense from the players yesterday, like that they were very upset. And that's what Shanahan said too. That they were much more disappointed, it felt like, this year than versus previous years, and they worked so hard to come back. To get ready and get geared up for that, and just the talent on the team is huge. So I'm not sure. I found it strange. I know you guys talked about it. Kyle Dubas's comments, how combative he was. I found that it struck a bit of a strange note because there was a step back in some respects this year, even though some of the younger guys did take a step forward. So to me, it's right near the top of the list of disappointing seasons, because this had the most talent, and just the they weren't playing Boston. It felt like they could have won that series. They should have won that series. I mean, so that's just that what I was feeling yesterday. And then I just found it strange that Dubas was so combative, and he didn't kind of say, yeah, we have to learn from this, and we're gonna look at serious things. He was very very combative, which was a big different tone from last year, where he was taking the blame for everything, even the bad penalty kill in the playoffs. So
right.
That was my sense of yesterday.
Well, it's going to be a while until we see the Leafs again, likely into next year. And as for Bianca Andreescu, who knows where she shows up next. So that's equally as disappointing. Always great catching up with you. We'll do it again soon. Thank you, Mark.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Mark Masters, our TSN Leaf reporter, tennis guru, everything.
Floater.
Everything. Well, unfortunately, what he is last place finisher in trivia.
You know what's funny, Noodles? He's lost so many times we don't even bring it up anymore. Like, I don't even associate Masters with trivia. It's sad. Like,
he's
every
lost
other
like
time,
4 times.
He's never won. Forget lost. He's never won. He's the Leafs is what he is. He's
we
the
might
Leafs
need
of
him. Hey,
trivia.
See, we might need him to get back on track. Him? And who's the pigeon that he plays with all the time?
Jonas.
He plays with Jonas. The pigeon he plays with. Yeah, he plays with Jonas. It's him and Jonas.
Get those two back next Friday or tomorrow. Can we do
you
it
forget,
tomorrow?
You forget Jonas's name.
I was thinking of an... hey, it's been a while since I've been back on here, but I was just thinking it was kind of a nerdy type, and Jonas was the first guy that came to mind.